As a citizen of this city, I acknowledge, first of all, that I am making this statement while on the traditional territory of many nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. This city is now home to so many people from all over the world, so many walks of life, so many languages and traditions, and it's beautiful. And as I make my appeal to the Toronto Police Board, I hope they keep this in mind. The Toronto Police Service 2020 operating budget request cites a rising urban population as one of the main reasons they need more funds. The report claims the rising population leads to more calls for service, increased traffic, more crime potential, and more city events. The problem with this statement, in and of itself, is that it reveals numerous inherent biases and an archaic approach to the ways in which laws are upheld. What do you mean to imply? More crime potential? Who do you have in mind when you make that statement? And when you claim city events require more officers with weapons on our streets, I want to know why. The fact is, so many services exist within this city that need more funding than the police, especially right now during COVID-19. There are so many services that can assist communities without the use of force. The fact is, access to force inevitably leads to use of force and loss of life. If you truly care to serve and protect in 2020, lay down your weapons, discard your inefficient body cams, and enter professions that have real need of you, professions that need people with hearts ready to serve. Right now, it seems to me all you are doing is intimidating, bullying, and inflicting so much harm in so many communities. When I see a police officer, the first things I feel are fear and suspicion, and I am a white human being. Regis Korchinski-Paquette and Dondre Campbell, gone, at your hands. From the inception of the service, police and RCMP officers across Turtle Island have severed Native children from their families, doing their best to destroy legacies, languages, and traditions, choosing a culture of violence over paths of communication. I implore you now to listen to every voice coming forward to say enough. Defund the police. Disarm the police. Carve a new path. Find another way. Have we learned nothing? Shame on you. This is on you. But there can be healing if you choose to hear us and change. Stop perpetuating the crimes you claim to prevent. Enough.